Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning. And today my guest is Amy Ward Brimmer, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Newtown and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's been a teacher for about 17 years. She's been involved with the Alexander Technique for over 20 years. She is also a certified childbirth educator and a doula, and she has trained in peer co-counseling and is working towards a certification in mindfulness-based stress reduction. And we're going to talk today. She is also a parent of two daughters, one age 15, one age 19, and we're going to talk today about the usefulness of applying Alexander Technique principles for someone who is a parent. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. Happy to be here.
Good to have you on the program. So, Amy, could you give our listeners just a short description of the Alexander Technique to start?
Yes. Alexander Technique is a way of learning to move mindfully through life. It has the ability to help us identify ways that we're interfering with good use of ourselves, our bodies, and how we think in activity, so that we can reduce unnecessary tension and learn to move in ways that are poised and balanced and with less effort. And it's something that people who use their bodies for a living study, you know, folks who are performers, musicians, actors, dancers. But it's good for all of us to become more aware of what we're actually doing as we're moving and doing activities. So it's a way of learning. It's not really a therapy, but it has therapeutic effects. And it's just a wonderful way to restore freedom and ease in your life.
So from my own experience of parenting, there are plenty of times when that process can take you off balance. And I have myself, I think I've done a better job by virtue of having Alexander training, but maybe you could talk a little bit then specifically about how this process, which is normally associated with performers or people with back pain or stiff shoulders, that kind of thing, how it would be particularly useful for parents.
Well, there are a lot of ways that it helps, and there are some that are more in terms of parenting communication where it's applied. But initially, I think parents, especially mothers, which is what I'm more used to working with, would really find Alexander Technique helpful because it is a lot of physical work to raise a child. From being pregnant through the process of labor and then, you know, nursing your newborn in the early weeks and months of parenting and the lack of sleep that comes with that first year or 6 months or so of having an infant, and then sort of all the way through the stages of growth. But the initial few years are physically really demanding on people, and there's a lot of bending and stooping and lifting and carrying. And if you think about it, it's athletic, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just every
yeah.
day, yeah. The physicality that you have to put into caring for your child. So in those ways, I think Alexander Technique is essential and really helpful, just as it would be for a marathon runner or classically trained opera singer or ballet dancer. It's physically quite demanding. So from that standpoint, Alexander Technique shows you how to move efficiently and sort of move in a way that is specific to what's going on in the present moment. And so then that's the other side of the parenting coin, I would say, where Alexander Technique has been very helpful for me in Alexander Technique teaches you to become more aware in the present moment, mostly by slowing down, stopping, and noticing, and then making a fresh choice at any moment. And so, you know, as a parent, you know, your children, as you said in the beginning, it could throw you off balance. And I think that's actually the beauty of having children, is they do challenge you in a way that where you need to be very present with them and not, I'm trying to...
Well, maybe not reactive.
Words. Not so reactive.
Not so reactive, yeah.
Yeah, so they certainly can push our buttons. As it's an intimate relationship, so anytime you have an intimate relationship, as you might with your spouse, your children are going to be able to get to you in ways that strangers can't, in a sense. And so Alexander Technique helps... when you want to react to your child throwing a tantrum, for instance, in the grocery store, which they always pick public places for that sort of behavior, I've noticed. It can add a lot of tension to your body. And so Alexander Technique for me has been a way to stop before I react. I cannot say that I've been able to do it 100% of the time, but it certainly gives you an option to stop before you react in a negative or harmful way. Or just in an automatic way where you're not really there and available for your child.
Right, right. And maybe you could return for a moment to the question of pregnancy and childbirth. Certainly, pregnancy poses huge balance issues for women, in the sense that suddenly their weight distribution has shifted.
Yeah.
And... what I've seen from my work with pregnant women, which is not extensive, but I have several times, is a great tendency to arch the lower back.
Yeah.
And kind of pull, as a strategy for dealing with this unexpected or unused to weight in front. And, of course, I think it's pretty common for pregnant women to end up with back pain at some point because of that.
At a minimum, yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There are a lot of strains on the body during pregnancy, and that is probably the most common response to that growing uterus, that huge belly that we end up with as pregnancy comes to sort of the last trimester where you're really large. But throughout pregnancy, there's a couple of things going on. I mean, first of all, yeah, it's a challenge, but again, it's actually an opportunity to notice and be able to go with the constant changes. So the thing with pregnancy is, just as you get used to one stage of development, it starts to change again. And so you kind of are always shifting your weight. But the weight in front really does put a strain on the lower back. And so there is, you know, that issue to deal with, and complicated by the fact that the hormones of labor soften the tendons and ligaments in the body.
Right.
Which is a good thing when it comes time to give birth, but it means that every supporting structure is really stretchy, and the muscles end up doing the work for, you know, those supporting structures that are all stretched out. And that makes people pretty tired and achy, and can actually lead to some dysfunction even in the spine and stuff. So, yeah, it's Alexander Technique is definitely helpful for women in helping them negotiate that shifting center of gravity in the body.
And maybe it would be useful for our listeners if you said a word or two about how the technique does that.
Well, there's a couple of ways that a teacher could show a pregnant woman how to regain that balance. And one is looking at how the head weight is balanced at the top of the spine. So although all the activity and the action is about, you know, the lower part of the body and the shift of the pelvis and the, you know, weight on the back, freeing the other end of the spine, which is really the hallmark of Alexander's work. One of his great discoveries was that when the head weight is properly balanced at the top of the spine, much else in the body will automatically reorganize itself. And so in pregnancy, to be letting the upper body find that poise and freedom, I have found often then helps a woman find that grounding at the other end, where legs and feet then shift a little bit how they're supporting the pelvis. So there is that classic Alexander freeing the neck to find that head balance that makes a huge difference.
And that's something, just to interrupt for a second, that's something that a student of the technique can learn to do for themselves.
Absolutely.
And so they can, it's not just that you would come to an Alexander teacher and he or she would show you a better way to be in balance at that moment, but of course a week later everything has changed. You actually can develop the skills to adapt to whatever comes down the pike at you, really.
Yes, and actually that's the experience in the lesson, is showing yourself, in a sense, guided by the teacher, but showing yourself how you can bend and reach for something. For example, difficult to negotiate that with a huge pregnant belly. But also I work a lot, and I know many Alexander teachers who work with pregnant women work a lot with them on squatting and learning to prepare for labor in that way. And there's a real specific procedure in Alexander technique called the monkey bending. And so that actually is something that's very specifically helpful for women. And so the lesson becomes for the student, oh, I see a different way to do it, and I can feel immediately the release in my lower back when I move this way rather than that way. And then they take that home. And then when they're bending over to pick up the laundry basket, yes, I can do it differently now.
Right, exactly. And then, as you say, that ability can carry right over into childbirth itself, right?
Yes. And that's really, from my own experience, I was saying this before when we were chatting earlier, that I'm lucky enough that when I was pregnant for the first time, I'd been studying Alexander technique. I've been taking pretty regular lessons for about 3 years. So when I was in labor, it was a lot more automatic for me to apply Alexander technique, although I have to say that I don't really recall consciously thinking, I'm going to think my Alexander directions now. Or when I was in labor, I was real busy being in labor. But I was able to find a way to not react with excess tension to a labor contraction, for example. So it's sort of hard to directly teach someone how to use Alexander as childbirth preparation, but I have found that the students that have come to me in pregnancy have kind of automatically during labor found, I remembered how we were on all fours during a lesson, for example, being on your hands and knees. And I found myself wanting to be in that position during labor. So it wasn't so much that, it's pretty hard during a contraction to do anything other than just have that contraction.
But
indirectly, I think that taking Alexander lessons sets people up for intuitively going into positions that are more comfortable and more supportive and not fighting with the labor as much.
Right.
So I think in that sense, it's very helpful as a preparation for labor and certainly useful.
And
I don't know how free my neck was, though.
Well, probably freer than it would have been. That would be my guess.
If you hadn't had
lessons. Yeah. Well, returning now to parenting and even into the teenage years, earlier as well, I would think that, it's been my experience a bit, although I don't know, I got pretty reactive at times, but one of the things that you do start to learn when you take Alexander lessons is that the way you organize yourself physically and mentally does get picked up by people around you, and certainly by children who are around you.
Yeah.
And so to a certain extent, if you're really applying this well, and this is not going to be a perfect, not going to work perfectly every time, but if you can if you can genuinely remain calm in the face of a little onslaught from one of your kids, to some extent it diffuses their stuff, you know? And I think that's a pretty useful thing in terms of bringing up kids.
Yes, I actually I've found that to be the case, and I think that I've learned more from my children about applying the Alexander technique than any other situation in life, essentially, in the sense that, as you said, the daily little onslaughts, and sometimes they're bigger than others, and you know we're not perfect parents, but we're good enough, right? But within that good enough, remaining as calm as possible, or when they were really little, I would literally put myself in a timeout. I would, if it was safe, I would actually leave the room where I was starting to become reactive and try to get centered and not be quite so caught up in the drama, as it were. And so, yes, I think, and especially with teenagers, I've seen, you know, they're with my teenage kids, their use of themselves really seems to go south at that age. You know, the younger the child is, the better it is for the parent to watch the child. So between the age of birth and say 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old, they have really wonderful use. And I was actually training as a teacher while I had a 2-year-old at home, so it was great. I could actually see what it was I was trying to regain in myself. But as they age and as they hit adolescence, I start to see, both in my own kids and their friends, that they get real slouchy and they have this sort of seemingly, you know, disregard for any kind of good use of their bodies, and they're real pulled in. And I think that it's just because they're going through such rapid change. And they're so kind of having to get used to their changing bodies. It's a little bit like what we were saying about pregnancy, that, you know, just when you kind of get used to one thing, then another thing's happening. And I think that what I've found with my slouchy teenagers is exactly what you described, that if I have great use, if I really try to pay attention to myself and use what I see them doing as a motivation to remember, just return to your own natural good balance, and I model that for them, they sometimes pick up on it. If I try to say, hey, you know, don't sit like that, you're gonna, you know, it might not hurt now, but in 10 years you're gonna regret it, you know, that never works.
They're never going to listen to that
Right.
10 years from now.
Yeah,
What's
that's
that
like
all
a billion
about?
years ago, right? Or ahead. Yeah,
Well, I
so
mean,
and
it
plus
is generally true. I mean, just speaking very generally, that children often mimic whatever patterns of posture and movement their parents have. They're usually the people that they're around the most. And even though, yes, I'm sure, you know, they might get into that slouchy mode as teenagers, I think it's probably true that they're getting into it in a less dramatic way than they might if they were around a parent who him or herself was also displaying misuse patterns. I mean, it's not something there really haven't been any studies on that, but to me, it just seems logical that the better the use of the parents, the less likely the children are to get into extreme versions of that teenage pattern that you're talking about.
I hope that's the case. It's a little bit like how my use improves dramatically when I go to a workshop with other Alexander teachers.
Exactly. Amy, is there anything we haven't touched on that you'd like to add before we come to a close?
Well, we've kind of run the gamut, and it's sort of hard to, in a short amount of time, talk about the many uses of parenting. I would just really encourage folks to think about, early intervention with themselves. If you're thinking about getting pregnant, take Alexander lessons. If you are pregnant, investigate taking some lessons. You know, if you've got little ones at home, this would be an ideal time to take Alexander lessons, and it's never too late. So, but I think that there's just, I'm struck again by what I kind of started with, is that parenting in the early years is really physically demanding, and it's not for the faint of heart. It's rightly described as one of the hardest jobs in the universe. And so, you know, getting to know yourself and being able to use yourself efficiently and with ease will go a long way to, you know, making the job easier. And also, as we're saying, you know, really sets a great model for your child. So.
Well, maybe that's a good place to, to bring our conversation to an end. My guest today has been Amy Ward Bremer, an Alexander Technique teacher in Newtown and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And if anything that we've been talking about intrigues you, we'll put a link to her website by the interview. And if you live in the Philadelphia area, you can contact her. We'll put a link also to a website that will give you a lot more information about the Alexander Technique in general, and will enable you to find a teacher anywhere in the world. Amy, thanks so much for this.
Thanks for having me. It's great talking to you, Robert.